Hey, Brother Soul here. Hey, look here. Have you ever been having a really, really bad day and a person, place, or thing comes your way and takes all of that away? Yeah, that's about to happen to you. It's DJ Darren. It's DJ Darren. It's DJ Darren. With the playlist. 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 Playlist.
There's a voice. On calling me.
The playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
26 27 28 29 30 seconds. Hello, champions. Hello, champions, and welcome along to this week's edition of The Playlist. Thank you very much for joining me. I am Darren Saunders, here on Lover Brother Radio, LABR, here playing random tunes and whatever occurred to me and some of your suggestions over the next 2 hours. So I'm here until 10 o'clock my time tonight, and if you're in the UK, then as luck would have it, it's 10 o'clock your time too. Yay. This is Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston. Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston there, It Takes Two, from 1966. And ahead of that was Steps with 5678, for which you should thank Gary Whitewolf over on Mastodon. That was one of his suggestions, so a big round of applause, and thank you very much to Gary. And starting the show off tonight was German band Wizzo with The Count, taken from the absolutely phenomenal Short Music for Short People collection that came out in 1999. 101 songs, all 30 seconds or less. What more could you want? Absolutely nothing. This is the playlist. I am Darren, DJ Darren, here on Lover Brother Radio, LABR. Thank you very much for joining me. Tonight's theme, for every week must have a theme. Tonight's theme is numbers. Quite a basic one, but I've had some fun with it. And we've had some fun with it. I put the call out a few days ago now. Put the first call out a few days ago for suggestions. And suggestions there came. And there's some good ones in tonight. So I will shut up and get on with it.
Was the Manfreds. Manfreds.
Tis no man, tis a remorseless eating machine. Arr.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Somebody help me say it one time.
Nah, 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 nah.
magnificent stuff there from Wilson Pickett, Land of a Thousand Dances, and why wouldn't you? That was from 1966, but I did not know this until I was putting the playlist together for this. That track was originally recorded by Chris Kenner in 1962, so there you go, a little bit of learning here today. How are we? Thank you very much for joining me this week. It's always a pleasure, never a chore. Nice to know you're here. Give me a shout on Mastodon if you are here, at djdarren@mendeddrum.org. I think that's how you go and find me. And if you do already have me on Mastodon, then say hello and let me know you're listening. It's always nice to know that there's somebody out there in listener land. Because it can be quite a lonely experience doing radio sometimes. And, I don't like to be lonely. Anyway, this is the playlist. I am Darren. Like I said before, this week's theme is numbers, which is I've made it fairly loose. I mean, every week's going to be loose, let's be honest. I have a tenuous attachment to the theme. I consider the theme to be a jumping-off point rather than a fixed, absolute, hard and fast rule, which is greatly shown in the next track that I'm about to play you. This one was a suggestion by Selena, who isn't on Mastodon, so far as I'm aware, but her husband Alan is, and so he passed the recommendation through on her behalf. This one is a track that I wasn't familiar with until it was suggested, and I'm glad it was suggested because it's a really nice piece of music. It's by a band called Miami Nights 1984, which technically is a number, 1984. So for the purposes of this evening, the band is Miami Nights 1984, which doesn't trip off the tongue if you're chanting their name at a concert, to be fair. But this is a lovely place. This is called Only When It's Dark. Thank you. That was Miami Nights 1984 featuring Gunship. So there you go, no featuring, no points, as they used to say on Radio 1 a long, 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 long time ago. And Radio 1, what's that? A defunct station. We don't need that anymore. Don't need any BBC broadcasting these days. Not now we've got Love a Brother Radio. Yeah. And you're in, that's where you are right now. So thank you very much for listening. I am Darren. This is The Playlist. Tonight's theme is numbers, if you're just joining us. Where were you the last 20 minutes? Please hand your card over to be marked for lateness. Anyway, thank you for joining me on this. If you are anywhere near me, geographically speaking, then you will know that it is absolutely vile out there this evening. However, you could be somewhere nice and hot and warm and not in Britain. So congratulations on that for so many reasons. excuse me. But it was absolutely glorious here yesterday. My wife and I jumped in the car and we drove out into the countryside, and I avoided motorways and A roads as best I could. We drove through little country villages, blaring out the Eurovision playlist, and had a thoroughly lovely time of it with the windows open and the sun shining, and then today happened. And it's all very terrible. But it's not that terrible, because here we are enjoying at the church of the playlist. And so there you go. This next one is another suggestion. This one by Shiviness on Mastodon, also known as Andrew to their mother. And this was a New Order track that I wasn't actually terribly familiar with, because it's not one of the big singles, I suppose. But I hope you enjoy it over the next 5.5 minutes. This is New Order, 586.
Shadows.
That was New Order. This is the playlist on Love a Brother Radio, and this is the Bare Naked Ladies.
1, 2, 3, and 4 more make 7. 6 is afraid of 7, 'cause 7, 8, 9. 9 was minding his business, talking to 10 about Gordie Howe's clothes. Why 7, 8, 9? Nobody knows. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10.
What about 9?
7, 8, 9. Oh, the cattle have to live with 8 lives now. Ronaldo will have to make do. Ever since 7, 8, 9, seems I've got an extra finger and an extra toe too. 7, 8, 9. Once upon a time in our solar system, we couldn't make do without 9. But Pluto's not a planet now, so 8'll do fine. Oh, the cattle have to do with 8 lives now. The Chinese will be out of luck. Vampires will have to think of some other method, 'cause without their canines, how will they suck? 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10.
What about 9?
7, 8, 9. 7, 8, 9. 7, 8, 9. Oh, 7, 8, 9.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
That.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
Hiya, Bert.
Oh, hi, Ernie.
Hey, I just got back from the grocery store, Bert. I bought us some soda pop.
Yeah, well, I wish you wouldn't bother me right now, Ernie, because I'm busy.
Really, Bert? What are you doing?
Oh, I'm sitting here thinking about my favorite number.
You're sitting there thinking about your favorite number? That sounds a little boring, Bert.
Ah, not when your favorite number is as wonderful a number as mine is.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, what is your favorite number, Bert?
I was hoping you'd ask. 6.
6?
My favorite number is 6.
Bert, nobody's favorite number is 6.
Sometimes I spend the whole afternoon sitting around and singing a tune about 6.
6.
Sometimes I think of 6 bricks.
Bert, that's very boring.
Or else I think of 6 sticks.
Well, that's even more boring.
Not 5 bricks or sticks, but 6. Now 2 is your eyes and 1's your nose, and 5 is your fingers or your toes, and 4 is the legs on an easy chair, yet there's no number can compare with 6.
How about 9 or 3?
Nothing more lovely than 6.
I don't know, Bert.
When someone says, hey Bert, pick a number, well I always pick the one nobody picks. My favorite number is 6.
You know, I hate to break this to you, Bert, but 6 isn't anybody's favorite number.
That's my favorite number, Ernie.
I mean, 6 just sort of sits there between 5 and 7. You know, you have 5 fingers on your hand, and there are 7 days in a week, but there's not really 6 of anything.
I know, Ernie, I know. Now 2 is your eyes and 1's your nose, and 5 is your fingers or your toes, and 4 is the legs on an easy chair, yet there's no number can compare with 6.
All right, Bert.
Nothing more lovely than 6.
Have it your way.
When someone says, hey, Bert, pick a number, well, I always pick the one nobody picks. My favorite number is 6.
Thank you very much, Bert, there, for telling us what his favourite number is. And his favourite number is, of course, 6. This is The Playlist. I'm DJ Darren. You're listening to LABR, Love a Brother Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. That was Bert and Ernie singing about Bert's favourite number, which happens to be 6. As a kid, I always loved Bert and Ernie. I wasn't a huge Sesame Street watcher as a kid, but, you know, Bert and Ernie. I always loved Bert and Ernie. And I always liked Ernie. Bert was always kind of a banana-looking sourpuss. But you know what? Now I'm in my 40s. Ernie is kind of an ass, and Bert just wants to be left alone. I've become more Bert as I've got older, is what I'm trying to say. That was suggested by Swizzler earlier on today, and I'm glad it was, because that was glorious. Ahead of that was the Bare Naked Ladies 789 from their incredible 2008 record Snack Time, which was entirely devoted to kids music. You know, the Bare Naked Ladies, you know, 1 week and all that lot. Yeah, it's Snack Time. Just kids songs, start to finish, and it's absolutely incredible. My little boy, I say my little boy, he's nearly 20, but back in 2008, he was only 4. And yeah, that was a real shared love that we had. So thank you very much to Canada's third best band for that one. Yeah, this is the playlist. And I'm hoping you're enjoying it so far. I've had a few people shouting up on the streams there, on the Mastodon, as the kids are calling it these days. So hello to Emma for listening in, and Alan and Selena are all listening in, so probably millions of others. I do have a potential 6.5 billion listeners, so I assume the others are just keeping quiet. Also, I cracked that joke last week, so I'm running out of content. I'm going to shut up and play some more music. This is Clutch.
Double R.
That was Clutch with 10001110101. Obviously. I remembered that. That was straight from the top of my head and not at all from the screen that was right in front of me. That was from 2005's incredible Robot Hive record. And if you don't know it, then do yourself a favour and go and check it out, because Clutch are incredible. That was a suggestion, another suggestion, in fact, from Gary from White Wolf, who was responsible for suggesting Steps at the top of the show. So thank you very much for your weirdly disjointed selections there, Gary. Very good stuff. It's the kind of thing I appreciate. I really love that. So thank you very much. Thank you very much for listening to all of you. This is The Playlist. I am DJ Darren on Lover Brother Radio, LABR. There is an online chat on the website, but I keep forgetting it's there. So if anybody's on there saying hello, then hello. I forgot it's there. I'll go and have a look in a minute when I'm playing the next song. This next one is a kind of a suggestion. In my defense, the suggester, Swisslet in this case, didn't actually specify which version of 99 Red Balloons they wanted to hear. So, as luck would have it, I had already programmed this one in. So I'm now attributing it to you here, Swisslet. This is Goldfinger.
Set them free at the break of dawn, till one by one they were gone. Back at base, bugs in the software, flash the message, something's out there. Floating in the summer sky, 99 red balloons go by. All over, and I'm standing pretty.
in the dust that was a city. If I could find a souvenir just to prove the world was here, and here it is, a red balloon. I think of you and let it go.
Gentlemen, this is
the playlist.
There with Death Trip 21, taken from 1998's Nuclear Sounds. I don't know. It was their second album. It was perfectly fine, but it wasn't as good as 1977, which was a shame really, because 1977 is an incredible record. It's an incredible. Is it their debut record? Yeah, it is their debut record, because Trailer was like an EP. But yeah, a little bit of Ash backstory there for you. But anyway, yeah, that was Ash Death Trip 21, which I think you'll find fits in with tonight's theme of numbers. This is The Playlist. I am DJ Darren, and thank you very much for joining me here on LABR, Love a Brother Radio. Big shout out to Brother Soul, by the way, who I think is listening. He is our illustrious coordinator. I suspect he wouldn't like the term leader. Our illustrious coordinator here at LABR, and it's because of him I get to warble into a microphone for a couple of hours every Monday night, so thank you very much. Yes, so anyway, tonight's theme, numbers. So you've had Death Trip 21 by Ash. Ahead of that was Goldfinger's version of 99 Red Balloons. I hope that was agreeable, Swisslet. This next one was also suggested by Swisslet, but it was also suggested by Emma, who I believe is listening. And it mostly fits the theme, and I'm allowing it because it's a banger. This is Iron Maiden.
To you, O earth and sea, for the devil sends the beast with wrath, because he knows the time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 666.
I left alone. My mind was blank. I needed time to think, to get the memories from my mind. What did I see? Could I believe that what I saw that night was real and not just fantasy? Just what I saw in my old dreams, were the reflections of my woman staring back at me. Cause in my dreams, it's always there, the evil face that twists my mind and brings me to despair. Was black, was no.
absolutely magnificent scenes there with Iron Maiden, Number of the Beast. The theme is numbers, so, you know, number. It's right there in the title. It gets a pass from me because it's a banger. And yeah, thank you very much for suggesting that one, both Swisslet and Emma. And I know Emma's listening. I'm pretty sure Swisslet will be listening back on whichever catch-up service he prefers. We do prefer here at LABR that you check out labr.org/replay, because that is where you will find all of our shows that are put up for replay. Sorry, labr.online/replay. Man, I'd be a dangerous DJ if I actually knew what I was doing. I am DJ Darren, and I do know what I'm doing. I've got a degree in this and everything. So thank you very much for joining me this evening. I will crack on with a bit more music, and after that, I suppose a bit more music. This is the mighty, mighty Rise Against.
Almost forgot. I'm also going to need you to go ahead and
listen to the playlist.
From 1997's absolutely monumental Four Monkeys record, that was Millencolin, Sweden's finest songwriters, bar none. And as I've just said on Mastodon, I will fight anybody who disagrees with me. They're an incredible band. I love them. I think their last album that came out about 4 years ago is the first of their albums that I didn't think was basically perfect. And that's not a bad run, considering their first record came out in like 1995. So, you know, fair play to them for that. Good lads, Millencolin. Very good band. This is The Playlist. I am DJ Darren. You're now into the second hour of 2 hours. So I hope you're enjoying yourself. I hope you're enjoying it as much as I'm enjoying it. It would be terrible if you weren't. No refunds, of course. Right. I will crack on with some more music, because I have plenty lined up between now and 10 o'clock. This one is another suggestion from Emma, who is listening with Jamie. So hello. And I need to apologise to Jamie. He was sold a dud, quite frankly, by all accounts. Emma said, oh no, we have to listen to this. There's going to be some great stuff on. And recited some of the things that had been suggested in my replies. And then I played Steps. So apologies for that, Jamie. I hope I've made up for it since. This is Paul Hardcastle.
They fought the longest war in American history. They fought the longest war in American history. In 1965, Vietnam seemed like just another foreign war. But it wasn't. It was different in many ways, and so were those who did the fighting. In World War II, the average age of the combat soldier was 26. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19.
what was going on.
No hype, no flash, no frills, ego-free radio.
Yeah.
I've said it before and I'll say it again, one of the things I really love about doing this show is that I get to hear tunes that I wouldn't normally hear. I get to hear things that I wouldn't normally listen to, or stuff that just hasn't come across, that I haven't come across at all. And that is a really good case in point. That's a really interesting track, and I like that. And now I'm done with putting together this show for tonight. I'm going to listen to that record, because that whole album, because that's really interesting. That was Moulets, I don't know, with Patterns, taken from 2017's Preternatural record. That one was suggested by Bez Lightyear at crispsandwit.ch. Yeah, an excellent Mastodon server name, Crisp Sandwich. So thank you very much, Bez, for suggesting that one. You also have an excellent username, and I'm fairly sure I've told you that in the past. But anyway, thank you very much for listening. I am DJ Darren, and this is The Playlist. You've got me for another 45 minutes, in which time you will hear much more music. Ahead of Moulets was Paul Hardcastle. 19, that was suggested by Emma. I think that was the last one of her suggestions, because she suggested a number of tracks and they were all good. So I dug in and picked out a few of them. So thank you very much for that, Emma. You are in an invaluable resource and you will not be paid. Coming up next, a couple of tracks which... So I took to Mastodon yesterday to ask, should I play Stevie Nicks' Edge of 17? Or should I play the high contrast drum and bass remix of it? And I was told, actually, I should play this one instead. So this is Miley Cyrus and Stevie Nicks with with Edge of Midnight, which is a mashup. It's good. Enjoy.
Yeah, it's been a long night and the mirror's telling me to go home. But it's been a long time since I felt this good on my own. Lot of years went by with my hands tied up in your ropes. Forever and ever, no more. The midnight sky is the road I'm taking.
Can't buy the devil on my tongue, you know.
Don't need to be loved by you.
Yes.
Yeah, fair play, that is a banger. I did enjoy that very much. And now, because I can't be trusted to make a decision, this is High Contrast version anyway. Right to choose that though, wasn't I? Because it is wonderful. Yeah, that's beautiful. That's actually been through a couple of remixes as well, so it's like a remix of a remix. I don't know when the original of that came out. It was many years ago. It was like, yeah, it's got to have been 2008, 2009, something like that. That was a 2019 remix, and it's really, really lovely. So I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. I, of course, am DJ Darren, and this is the playlist on LABR, Love a Brother Radio. Thank you very much for joining me this this fine day. Well, I say day. Here where I am right now, it's now dark, but at least it means that I can't see the rain, which is an improvement. Also, I'm glad I wasn't singing along to that last track, because about 20 seconds before the end, I realised I had my mic open still, so go me. Right, I've got about 36 more minutes left to bother your eardrums, and I intend to use them to their fullest, and I will start that by... I meant to say, by the way, the Miley Cyrus track was suggested by Nikki, and then followed up with a plus one from Howard. So thank you very much for that suggestion, Nikki, and thank you very much for plus one-ing it, Howard. But anyway, onwards with the next tracks. This is Queens of the Stone Age with You Think I Ain't Worth a Dollar, But I Feel Like a Millionaire. And it's quite loud.
Charge, eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
Sound
people complain that Metallica's new stuff goes on far too long. I would suggest that that has always been true. This track has another 2.5 minutes left on it. Don't you think that it's done its business now, hasn't it? It certainly has. That was Metallica, The Four Horsemen, and not the only track tonight called The Four Horsemen. The other one is to come, and it is a cracker. This next one is Alabama 3.
Brothers and sisters, I have a confession to make this evening. I've been a goddamn fool, hanging out on that street corner with hoes and junkies, living my life solo. But Dwayne Love walked into my life. He said, Larry, I got a 12-step plan for you, brother. And tonight for you people, we're gonna share his message with you. Step one.
You gotta consider yourself completely powerless under me, Dwayne.
Step two.
You figure that's just gotta be jelly, cause jam just don't shake like that.
Step three now.
Make a search and inventory of all your good shit.
Step four.
Inventory taken, handed all willingly over to me.
Step five, D1.
Heaven divine, I am the real thing. Get down on your knees.
Step six.
And humbly ask me to remove your underthings.
Step seven.
And make ready for me to do my thing. Naked now, you're ready to understand my kind of love.
Step 91.
Loving men's, loving women's, loving all God's creatures. Your divestment's complete. I may or may not be turned on by you.
Step 11.
If I am turned on by you, I'll probably think you're about ready to become a lowly little reverend. Just making your way day by day in the congregation. Hustling for a dollar here, a dollar there.
Me standing on the corner, money in my hand. Well, I ain't waiting for no taxi, honey. I'm waiting for my man. But I tell you, he ain't selling heroin. He ain't selling crack cocaine.
No, sir, Mr. Dope Fiend, no fish today.
Gone enough of that stuff, gonna move you up, yeah, to the higher plane.
So easy.
Shoot me up
in the main line.
Shoot me up
in the main line.
Shoot me up
in the main line.
With a hyper full of love.
With a hyper full of love.
Shoot me up
deep down inside.
Come on, shoot me up.
Ain't nobody can hide.
Come on, shoot me up.
Come on, Dwayne.
With a hyper full of love. Messing with bad medicine, and you beat down with the Jones.
I got the cure. You want it?
I see you sweating, shaking, your body's aching badly. Feel the fever in your bones now.
I'm so sick.
A trip, 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 tripping out. You start a count, the minutes down to lose the misery. Undering the Dwayne's number, up and you be feeling free now.
738-L-O-V-E love.
Shoot me up
in the main line.
Come on, shoot me up.
Yeah, you know I'm here, man.
Shoot me up
every damn day.
The hyper full of love.
The hyper full of love.
Shoot me up
a deep down inside.
Come on, shoot me up.
Yeah, you just can't hide.
Come on, shoot me up
from Dwayne love.
The hyper full of love.
Listen up now.
Oh,
Hold on, I'm coming.
If you're sick and you wanna get well, tell them what you want. Just call them up and tell them what you want.
With my hypo, what a love.
That was Alabama 3 with Hypo Full of Love, brackets, the 12-step plan. That was suggested by the incredibly brilliantly named Polonius Monk on Mastodon. That's an excellent name and I approve of it. Congratulations, you've won the name game for tonight. Although Bez Lightyear is a good one as well. So, although Bez Lightyear's works better if you A, understand the Manchester scene, and B, have seen his avatar, which is Buzz Lightyear with Bez's face. It's very good. I enjoyed it. Anyway, this is the playlist. This is LABR, Lover Brother Radio. Thank you very much for joining me. I am DJ Darren. You've got my witterings for another 21 minutes, and then I'm off to bed. So these next two tracks are a little twofer in tribute to the great Steve Albini, who died a few days ago. I did consider doing a two-hour Steve Albini retrospective, but as much as his music, the music he engineered, because he wasn't a producer, no, he was an engineer. As much as the music he engineered was fantastic, I don't think my average listener would tolerate 2 hours of being shouted at by people. Maybe, you know, that's something for a different feed. I don't know. But anyway, I thought I trawled through the work that he'd done, or the albums that he'd worked on. And I've come up with the next couple that fit the theme quite nicely and are very good songs. So we're kicking off with The Breeders, and then you'll get some Jesus Lizard hot on its heels.
Tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio. We'll be right back.
The Jesus Lizard there with 50 Cent. Ahead of that was The Breeders with Son of Three from 2002's album of the same name. And a little cheeky drum fill there. Thank you very much, Jesus Lizard. But yeah, those were in memoriam of Steve Albini, who was the engineer on both of those records. I didn't realize until I was doing my research on this that he engineered the two best Flogging Molly albums as well. Sadly for this show, neither of those two albums feature any songs with numbers in them, but I suppose I could have tried harder. But anyway, those two Flogging Molly albums are properly good, so go and check them out. Yeah, Steve Albini was a great engineer. He was a bit of an asshole back in the day, but he's one of those people that he's been around long enough that he recognised eventually where he was going wrong and made amends for it and tried to atone for his past sins of being a bit of a white boy edgelord. And I, you know what, fair play to the guy, he tried. But he did produce some incredible records. He did Nirvana's In Utero for a start. And yeah, you go and look at his Wikipedia page and it's just ram jam full of incredible records that you're like, huh, well, I didn't know he engineered that one. So yeah, go and listen to some Steve Albini produced records and enjoy them very much. And rest in peace, Steve, wherever you may be. 61 is no age. Anyway, let's lighten the mood somewhat. This one has been recommended by Andrew, the second one from him, Shiviness, over there on the Mastodon. This is a band that I'm familiar with, but I'm not massively familiar with. But this is a really nice track, so enjoy this one. This is Magnetic Fields with 100,000 Fireflies.
Sounds like a mountain.
Isn't that lovely? That was The Magnetic Fields with 100,000 Fireflies. Thank you very much to Andrew for suggesting that. That was properly lovely. And continuing the properly lovely, this is the Connells with 7475. Isn't that absolutely beautiful? I love that track so much. That was the Connells with 74-75, taken from the album Ring from 1993, would you believe it? Good lord, doesn't time fly? That whole album is really good, actually. Anyway, I can't blather on too much longer because I've got one more epic track to play, and I'm going to do that very thing right now. I have been Darren. This has been The Playlist. You are still listening to LABR, Love a Brother Radio. I will be back this time next week, 8 till 10 British summer time. So if you're in another country somewhere else, you know what time to aim for. Thank you very much for listening. This is Aphrodite's Child with The Four Horsemen.
Horsemen had a banner.